Athletes are famous for their superstitions, whether it's eating a certain pregame meal or entering the field of play in a particular way. But commentator Frank DeFord says superstitions are no match for curses, especially in Boston and Chicago.
Probably this story should begin once upon a time, because by now most of us know this modern fable as well as we know Grimm's fairy tales. So, once upon a time, there was a baseball owner who sold his big star, and this bewitched his team, and it never won a championship again. And, of course, the team was the Boston Red Sox, and the owner was Harry Frazee. And since he sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees in 1920, the Sox have never won the World Series. By now, it is even called the Curse of the Bambino. Gracious. Whereas superstitions have always been rife in sports, suddenly curses are in, too, at least in baseball. It's not just the spell of the Bambino cast upon the denizens of Fenway. In Chicago, the curse of Murphy the Goat has been revived. A saloon owner named Billy Goat Sianis, who presided over his Billy Goat Tavern, tried to bring his furry pal Murphy into Wrigley Field for the fourth game of the 1945 World Series, Cubs versus Tigers. P.K. Wrigley denied Murphy a seat, declaring, "The goat stinks," whereupon Billy Goat, the human being, not the beast, declared, "Cubs, they ain't going to win again." And of course they haven't. Whereas both Billy Goat Sianis and Murphy have passed on to their reward, efforts to exorcise their demons have been attempted. Alas, to no avail. The Cubs have still not triumphed since 1908. Meanwhile, in Japan, the Hanshin Tigers of Osaka are sort of the Nipponese version of the Cubbies and Bo Sox, as Osaka itself plays second fiddle to Tokyo, just as Chicago and Boston do to New York. Not unlike those American teams had been early on, Hanshin was the top franchise when the Japanese league started, but the Tigers were surpassed by the Yomiuri Giants of Tokyo, and have only once won the Japanese series. On that occasion in 1985, giddy fans started throwing themselves into the Dantanbori, a horribly polluted river that flows through Osaka. Somebody got the idea that fans who looked like the Tiger players should jump in as surrogates for their heroes. Now, the star of the 85 Tigers was a bearded white American named Randy Bass, but there was no one in the crowd who matched that description. But aha! One of the fans remembered that a Kentucky Fried Chicken outlet was nearby. The happy mob streamed over, tore loose the statue of the bearded Colonel Harlan Sanders, and threw it into the Dantanbori, the graven image of Randy Bass. Uh-oh. The Tigers have never won since. It is known as the Curse of the Colonel, and efforts to recover the sunken statue and end the spell have failed, even as the Tigers have finally won a pennant again and now try to win the Japanese series. What I want to believe is that all the baseball curses are somehow connected, and if just one of the bewitched teams can ever win again, the other two will also be freed of the awful spell. And in Boston, Chicago, and Osaka, everyone will live happily ever after.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.